Do not adjust your radio dial. You are tuned in to the Mark Order Podcast. Join the Mark Order.
Friday night. I think the party's here on the west side. Is that right, Ryan?
That works.
Oh, I couldn't hear you, but it's okay.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, now I am.
All right, sorry. I was moving around.
It's the Mark Order Podcast here. It's a bonus episode. We're going to be watching along live with Battle of the Belts. We want to get on a little early just to make sure we were here and everything's looking good, which it is. And then we're going to just watch along and talk with y'all like we were all sitting in the same living room watching the show together.
So give me snacks.
I wish I could, Ryan. I wish I could. I did have Chinese takeout tonight. I have some leftovers if you'd like.
All right. I'll wait for him here.
I'll see you in a couple hours. So what's good, Schlong, since we talked Wednesday night? Anything?
Just glad the week's over. So that's about it.
Yeah,
watching this main event.
Yeah, we're just wrapping up Rampage. And so, Schlong, we might be slightly out of sync, right? Because obviously I'm streaming here in one place. You've got either a stream or cable in your place.
I got cable, yeah. What are you seeing?
Just Anna Jay in the ring. Paul Turner just counted 5.
All right, so you're like 10 seconds behind me.
I am on the TNT stream, so...
Yeah, you're a good 10 seconds behind me.
It's all right. We'll talk about what we see. Black Mist. I mean, that happened. Julia Gulia with the win.
I don't know.
So, Schlong, before we get going here, why don't we take care of a little business just so we don't have to keep fucking taking care of business? Thank you guys for whoever's watching along or whoever's going to listen back later. We just want to try something new tonight instead of doing a post show at fucking midnight. Figured we'd watch along and talk through it. So we hope you enjoy. If you do like this better than the other format, let us know because we could do this in the future too where possible. But the other thing too is follow along with us on our socials at Mark Order Pod, wherever you're on your socials, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, etc. And then you know, you could click the link tree. You can get some free stickers just by clicking that button. Give us your full name, your mailing address, your email address in the country you live in. We'll send you out some free stickers. The other thing too is, Ryan, did you know about this? I forgot. I just found out about it today. There's actually a spring fling sale going on over at Pro Wrestling Tees. So if you're thinking about getting a Mark Order Podcast t-shirt, you could get it now from now through April 10th at 1 p.m. Pro Wrestling Tees is having a spring fling sale. Use code SPRING23 and get 20% off plus free shipping on U.S. orders over $150. So you can get your Mark Order Podcast shirt on discount. We got a couple front prints only, a couple double-sided. So, Schlong, might be a good time if you're thinking about getting a double-sided joint. Get it with the sale, right?
Use the discount. Save yourself some money.
That's right. Get that discount. All right, now that we took care of some business, Schlong, we're into the show. So we've got freshly squeezed Orange Cassidy coming out for his title fight.
Yeah, Julia didn't seem happy with him.
No, Julia seemed very upset. She got the win in the main event for Rampage. She seemed very upset that he was breaking up her exit, which was sort of weird. All's okay, I guess. We're going to get Orange Cassidy versus Dralistico. Excuse me, I'm choking here.
Then I didn't know this was the match. I didn't really look at the card that hard, so I guess that would be my fault.
Yeah, so for those who don't know, the card tonight is Orange Cassidy, obviously, and Dralistico for the AEW International Championship. And then we're also going to get Ring of Honor World Tag Team Championship match, which will be obviously the Lucha Brothers versus QT Marshall and Powerhouse Hobbs. And then we're going to get TBS Championship, Jade Cargill against Billy Starks. So a nice shot for Billy Starks on live TV. But obviously a lot of what happened on the early show, Ryan, sort of is playing into this show.
Yeah, I mean, I'm interested to see if they, well, they're already not treating him as two shows, so that's a good, like two different, when they do Rampage and Dynamite, they treat him as two totally different days. I'm glad they're not trying that.
Right, yeah. Rampage was actually pretty decent. I feel like it's pretty decent in front of a live crowd, so.
They're not tired from 2 hours of Dynamite.
Well, they definitely got something before. The live,
yeah, they got ROH.
Yep, ROH. By the way, astronaut friend of the show, LSG, getting a shot on Rampage. Unfortunately, coming out on the losing end, but very nice he didn't get to have to eat the pin tonight.
Yeah, I mean, it's actually funny though, because they, you know, the infantry is getting a little bit of rub. They're not winning, but they're getting more acknowledgement out at AEW. So. Wasn't completely a scrub team, so that was kind of different.
Yeah, it was a little different. I mean, we're just getting into this match now, so if we want, Schlong, we can just quickly sort of go. We don't have to talk through it at length, but on Rampage, for those who didn't see it, it was Hook defeating Ethan Page in an FTW championship match. And that was under FTW rules, Schlong. Did you see they said that was the first time they've had an FTW match? Since like Taz and was it Sabu?
I didn't know FTW had its own rules. I'm going to be 100% honest.
Honestly, Schlong, it's really just fucking like extreme rules.
Well, that's, I mean, what was the difference between that and whatever other match happened at ECW? Like,
well, you know, ECW had quote unquote rules.
ECW, you know, had rules like AEW has tags.
It's true. It is true. Hello, Eric Freeds. We see you in the chat. Schlong, Eric Freeds wants to know if they should move Hook up to a different title.
Nah, he's not wrestling enough to actually have a title.
I don't disagree with that. Plus, he's still, I mean, as good as he looks in the matches he has, he's still pretty green, you know? Like, they're sort of progressing him slowly on television, which I'm fine with.
Yeah, I mean, he needs to wrestle a little bit more. I think this is the first time I've ever seen him wrestle twice in 1 week.
Yeah, I think you're right. Maybe.
I think it's probably the first time I've seen him wrestle back-to-back shows. I mean, even week over week.
Well, he did retain that title. And fun thing there, Schlong, was you see he hit the Twist of Fate during that match?
He did. That was a nice little... Well, I know it's a call, but it's a nice little appreciation of Matt Hardy since Hook's only involved because of Matt Hardy.
Very true.
I know Ethan Page couldn't win the title, but I want him to start getting some wins. I'm getting a little sick of his losing.
Yeah. I think they need to do something better with Ethan Page. He's got a lot more to offer. Although he made Hook look like $1 million tonight.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Well, that's what I mean. He's so good. He's both an amazing wrestler and one of the best on the mic. How do you just not have him in like major feuds?
Yeah. Schlong, back to the live action. It's never going to, I don't know if it'll ever stop being amazing to me how Orange Cassidy can do all this physical shit with his hands in his pockets.
When he started out and he was more of a joke character than he's become. I went in and started watching a bunch of his matches just because the joke character actually really appealed to me. I thought it was really funny. And I just started seeing all the stuff he could do. And in my head, I'm thinking, like, he can't stay a joke. He's too talented.
Way too talented. You know, the funny thing is, he had some really fucking great matches with Danhausen. And obviously, Danhausen and Orange Cassidy are like two comedy wrestlers, right? But they had some really fucking fun matches. Good matches, too.
Yeah. Now, I'm going to say that that dive outside had half of what I love and half of something that was really stupid.
What, that they were just standing there waiting in a group?
Well, see, they did the first thing that was smart, which is they had Roosh and Preston hold them there, which I like. It gives logic to why two guys would just be standing there. You held your opponents in place, so they took the dive. But Roosh was behind the best friend, so he took the dive too.
Right.
So, like, you just, he should have moved out of the way. Because I like when now they come up, some wrestler somewhere along the line thought, hey, it makes a lot more sense if we just pretend we're holding our opponents in place. Because then, of course, they have to stand there.
You are right. We're in our first commercial break here on Battle of the Belts. Hey, Brundin.
That's a great pun by Brundin, by the way.
I'm going back and looking. Hook should defend in a ladder match. Ha ha ha. It can be called a hook and ladder match. I like it, Brendan. And Brendan also says he was a fantastic wrestler in the past. Yeah. I mean, both. I don't know who you're referring to, Brendan, if it's OC and Danhausen, but they're both good wrestlers. It's just really funny to see that they're, you know, they don't get any respect because they're so heavily in comedy, but they're both really good wrestlers.
Yeah.
So while
OC gets obviously a bit more because he actually has a title.
For sure. While we're in the break, let's just keep going through Rampage real quick. The QTV obviously was just to hype up the live show tonight. And Schlong, I thought that QTV was another just like chef's kiss segment.
So good.
I loved when he goes, you heard about the big sale this week? I bought Hobbs' car. Like, it was just so fucking great. And Aaron Solo with the mouth spray, like the banaka, is always fun.
Oh yeah, that's, I'm glad that Solo stayed with him.
I also love how Aaron Solo was spraying it in the other guy's mouth. It was just fucking great. It's
so stupid and it's funny because of that. Like, it's not sophisticated humor by any means.
No, not at all. They're back. They came back a minute ago from Picture in Picture. Some nice pinfall combinations. Nobody come through victorious yet. So yeah, QTV on Rampage was clearly the hype up tonight. So that was a lot of fun. We'll step back to it at some point.
Yeah, I mean, that they got to kick it down a notch. Because you can't do too much of, again, we've talked about this in the past. You do too much QTV, you're going to ruin it.
For sure. And I am glad that Hobbs just isn't there all the time. So, Drillistico looks pretty good in this match, Slong. I mean, Orange Cassidy always looks good. Drillistico can go. So it's been a really fun match so far.
Oh yeah, he was a weird signing because I think he was almost like a I'm blanking on the word, consolation prize when they didn't get Dragon Lee, and yeah. He's very good.
Yeah, he is. He's really good. It's a lot of fun to see that the consolation prize sort of is, you know, panning out to be a good thing for them.
Yeah, I think that's, well, truthfully, I think that happened with Roosh too, because he was supposed to be secondary to Andrade, and Andrade had his issues, and Roosh has stepped in perfectly and been a much, Andrade's awesome. I'm not going to knock Andrade, but Roosh has been perfect in the role they gave him. For what they want him to do.
Hey, Schlong, do you see today too, while we're just watching through this first match, Orange Cassidy and Drillistico for the AEW International Championship? Did you see that it's official? Sky Blue is graphicked All Elite?
Yeah, I didn't know she wasn't, to be quite honest.
I knew she was signed. You know, they have those sort of different tiers, right? Where it's like some people are signed with them, but they're not graphicked, you know? So I guess maybe they locked her into some sort of real deal. But still a nice move for them. She's been developing nicely, you know?
Well, now, especially because she's also featuring on ROH now, too.
Yep, for sure.
So she's doing double duty. It'd be kind of annoying to do double duty and not be signed. I mean, that'd be like, and not double duty and like, oh, I'm jobbing on both shows, but like to be double duty and be like a main player in storylines and stuff. Cause that she's a big part of the Outcast storyline.
Mm-hmm.
She is the third on the good guy side.
Yeah. 100%. And, I know I saw Brendan and Friedzer chatting in the YouTube chat, so feel free to chat along, everybody. We're keeping an eye on the chat. Let us know what you're thinking of the show. Not ours, not just ours, but also the Battle of the Belts happening right now. Yes, Dralistico, for those who are not aware, brothers with Roosh.
I actually forgot that.
Yeah. Dralistico getting frustrated. Very close attempt right there.
Yeah, he's not winning.
No.
This is so Battle of the Belts. Belts don't change hands.
I was just gonna say, if anything could realistically change hands tonight, realistically, it would have to be this, because you're not gonna pull the Ring of Honor belt right off of the Lucha Brothers, right? And you're not gonna give Billy Starks the TBS championship. So if anything was going to change hands, it would be this belt, but I don't see them pulling it off Orange Cassidy.
I mean, especially to Dralistico of all people. Roosh, maybe. Well, there you go.
Orange punch. 1, 2, 3. Yeah, it's over.
You're about 15 seconds behind me.
I saw the pin coming. It came. I'm just not able to get it out quick enough, but nice match. That was a really nice match.
Yeah, it's a great opener.
Orange Cassidy holding his hand. Is his hand okay?
I mean, he punched, so he has to have a hurt hand.
It was an orange punch. Oh, he's even asking for the belt and his other arm to be raised. So I wonder what the story is going to be here. I wonder if somebody in the House of Black's going to come out for him. Oh, look at that. I'm a fucking mind reader. I'm listening. So Malachi Black is talking. And this is a nice little play, Ryan, because obviously we saw coming in that that she was very angry that he cut them off.
Yeah, but it looks like we're going to have Buddy versus OC.
Listen, that match is going to fucking rule.
Also, Julia got changed really quick.
Yeah. Well,
she was in her wrestling gear, and now she's just dressed normal, which would make me think she didn't shower, and that's just gross.
Well, Buddy Matthews and Orange Cassidy, looks like that's what we're lining up. Who knows? I mean, we could get that on a Wednesday or on a Rampage, but that match will be that will be awesome. So Orange Cassidy retains. That's a comment
that explains the hand, by the way.
I'm sorry. Say that one more time. Your mic is...
Because we're at Watch TV, I can't get to my mouse easily.
Eric Freaks has a comment that explains the why Cassidy's selling the hand.
Oh, that Buddy Matthews or Buddy Murphy. Is it Murphy or Matthews?
Matthews.
It is Matthews now, right? It yeah. was Buddy Murphy. Yeah, I guess he blocked it with a punch. I don't know. I can't keep track of it anymore. Nice recap here of Jay Lethal's debut on Wednesday night. We talked about that on our normal Wednesday night show. So if you want to hear our thoughts on that and Dynamite, you can go back. You can go back to the archives and hear us talk on Wednesday night about that. We also talked about the big news of AEW going to the UK and doing Wembley Stadium. Shlong, now that we've had a few days to think about it, do you still think it's a reach, or do you think that it is possible?
Well, apparently they sold out 25,000 in pre-sale today.
Wow. Now, I'll say this. They have a lot of time, right? So there's still time for, I mean, they're going to paper it a little bit, right? Everybody does. But, you know, the funny thing is the other night, last night, me and Mrs. Money were driving home from somewhere. And I just happened to be flipping around on the XM and Busted Open was talking. And they were sort of putting it in terms like a concert, right? Like, a lot of musicians are in bands. I think they were specifically talking about Kiss, Shlong. And they were saying how Kiss, like, back when they were sort of like, you know, sort of like in a downturn in the U.S., they could travel across the world and still sell out, you know, tens of thousands of seats in stadiums because they never went there, right? Those crowds were sort of starved for it. And they were drawing the parallel to, obviously, AEW and something like that, right? They've never been there. Those crowds really want it. And I think they'll get close. I think they'll sell a lot more tickets than everybody thinks they're going to sell.
I think if they can get anywhere from 50 to 70,000, it's a win.
They've got to get at least 50.
Yeah, I think you had... Well, that was my question when we were talking on Wednesday, was if you had three, if New Jersey, New York, Philly area, we'll say the entire East. No, we'll say America, because we'll do Europe. So America didn't get AEW for the last 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
And we were only going to get this one show. Do we think 70,000 now? Kate made the point of, well, they only get about a million, like they get 850 to a million people to watch a week. So that's asking a lot, which is true. But I still think for a live event, you probably could get that in America if you told me it was the only time it was coming. So, yeah.
Well, I mean, we're sitting here. We could probably do a little bit of research. My shit's all over the place, but, LaGreca was saying that they pop really big numbers in the UK. They pop close to a million, if not at least a million, and that the popularity over there right now seems to be more in line with AEW than something like the WWE. So I wonder if they are popping numbers that big, if they can get a larger number than we and a lot of people think, that this is like an extreme. I mean, I don't think it's an extreme reach. It's definitely a reach, right? But I wonder if they can, and I'm with you, right? This is the only show that they're going to do in Europe or even like Asia, you know, close to Asia Pacific right now within, you know, sort of the calendar that we can see right in front of us. So that's the other thing, Shlong. Like, I think I said it Wednesday night, was you would think that people would travel from as far as they can to see this show live, because it might be the only time you're going to see him for another year or two.
Yeah, I mean, most of Europe is like really close to London by flight.
Yeah.
I think people tend to forget just how big the United States is. Sorry, I saw Mark Briscoe pop up, but Eric said Jay, and I think he got confused. Or unless he's ahead of even me.
No, I don't know. I just got Jay White being interviewed by Lexi Nair. So he's talking
You have Jay White being interviewed?
No. I have Mark Briscoe.
Yeah, okay. That's what...
Yeah, he's talking about... you know, FTR. Oh, hey, Jay Lethal rolls up. One half of Kate's favorite tag team.
Yeah, where's the other half?
Maybe he's going to El Kabang him. That's way too close for Lexi Nair, though. If Lexi Nair ever got hit with a piece of that guitar, watch out. Big Bill's coming for you.
Oh, he's hunting them all down.
Did you also notice today, by the way, we'll touch on Rampage again as we watch this show, but do you notice Big Bill ringside tonight with a lollipop?
I did not. What is he, Nick Camarado?
That's what I was going to say to you. Is he flipping the Nick switch? Hey, the broadcast checking us out. G'day. Hope things are well down.
Oh my God.
Oh.
They just suckered Mark into joining.
Mark has just joined the outlaw. Not the outlaw, but wow. Wow.
That's so, actually really funny to me.
That could be a lot of fun, and that can play out really nicely on Ring of Honor TV.
Which Kate'll love that.
So it's so we're getting Billy Starks introduced here for her title match against Jade Cargill. Kratzo checking in. Kratzo saying fans from all over Europe are pretty hyped about AEW Wembley. Lots of German, Australian, Italian guys I know have bought flight tickets already.
Well, let me ask you, Kratzo, put in the chat. Do you think they can do the anywhere from 70 to 100? Again, they don't need to hit the 90 to 100 exactly, but if they could hit 70, oh boy, like that is.
Well, and here's the other thing I want to throw at you, Schlong. And this was something that I have to give credit to the doctor, because he had sort of pointed it out. He read through the press release like we sort of did, right? Well, we didn't read through it live on air, but we've now had time to sort of read through it. You know, nowhere in that press release or anywhere in their announcement, because I went back and watched it, did they say all in pay-per-view? So I wonder if it's not going to be a pay-per-view and they're going to use it as just a special live show.
I mean, maybe. The Kratzo thinks between 60,000 and 75,000. So they get that number. They have a win, because that's a lot of people for AEW to pull. Doing it as live TV has it's an interesting thing.
Maybe
because it's a Sunday, it'd be during the day.
But it might. I'm not even talking live, Schlong. Like just free TV. I mean, I would hope that if they're going to do it, that they're going to do it live. I don't want it to be pre-taped and for the fucking spoilers to be out there and all that kind of stuff. I'd want to see it live. But I'd be surprised if they didn't try to sell it as a pay-per-view.
Oh, they're absolutely going to do it live. It's just a matter of if it's going to be live on TBS/TNT or as a pay-per-view. I still think pay-per-view. I think you call it All In, which is a former pay-per-view. You are trying to sell out a stadium. Doing it free on TV. Oh, my God.
Wow.
That's only funny because Jade's treating her like a child.
Yes. That's a hell of a bruise on Billy Stark's leg, too, by the way. Jesus. Unless it's a tattoo.
No, I think it's a bruise based on the way she wrestles. But I would think that they're trying to do a stadium show in England, get that many people. I think to pre-tape it, I think it makes it actually feel lesser. And I think they're trying to show out. Now, of course, if you pre-tape it, you have the advantage that if you don't sell the tickets, you can do some clever camera angles to help hide some stuff. But I think still you either have to make it a pay-per-view or live TV, just because you need it to feel like a huge event, because it's going to be a big win if they pull that off.
Hey, what about this thought? Wow. Jade is
going to point this out. Two things. One, Billy Starks is tall. Two, yeah, I've seen her wrestle in now AEW between Dark and ROH. This is by far the worst match of hers I've seen, and I'm not putting the blame on her.
So they're back in a commercial break. So, Schlong, what about this? Because they also made mention in their announcement, they made very careful. They were very careful to mention Warner Brothers. What do you think about maybe putting it on HBO Max?
That'd be awesome if they did something like that. I could see this because it would still be big, because it'd be like the big foray into like an eight, like, you know, for the streaming thing. Streaming's no longer like a negative. It's a positive now. Yep. It used to be a negative thing. Now it's positive. So that'd be huge. I just can't see any way they do this and it's not either on TV or if it's, you know, or if it's pay-per-view. Just how do you not have your stadium show not feel like a big event?
I mean, I would think it's going to be a pay-per-view, but they haven't specifically said it yet that I've seen. So I guess we'll see.
They might be, yeah, that's true. And they might be figuring out some logistics on that end. So they don't want to, they don't maybe not walk back something they don't have to put out there yet.
Right. Let's see.
So pull off anywhere from 70,000 plus. That'd be a major win.
So Shlong, let's jump back while they're still in a commercial break. The Acclaimed stuff went down tonight on Rampage. The Acclaimed in 2.0 defeated the Infantry, Bobby Orlando, and friend of the show, LSG, in an 8-man tag match. And then afterwards, Jake Hager, Spinebuster, Daddy Ass, and the 2.0 laid out the Acclaimed. So looks like there's an issue there.
We all saw that coming, though.
Of course. Some of the bigger news that Swerve Strickland had his announcement. He said Mogul Affiliates is merging with another group, but they're still going to be in 51% control, and that we were going to find out tonight who it was. And then we get into our next match, which was Darby Allin defeating Lee Moriarty. And after that match, Swerve Strickland comes out, offers Darby a hand, but then Brian Cage ambushes Darby from behind. And the Mogul Affiliates appear to have merged with the Embassy. Shlong, I love that.
Makes a lot more sense than what they were trying before with random baseball dude and Parker Boudreaux. The Embassy is an established group. They kind of can float in between ROH and AEW, and they're all monsters, so they still have like the big heater role. But they're not like, who are they and why are they important? It's like, no, now we get it, who these guys are and why they're important.
Right.
It's a much smarter end. Making it a merger is kind of funny because they could still operate on their own with Prince Nana doing their thing elsewhere. And, you know, Swerve can just call on him when he wants them. I'm torn. I don't know if I necessarily always love him having someone by his side because he's that good. But at the same point, if you're going to play like the super evil bad guy, why wouldn't you get help?
Totally. They're back to the live show, so Jade is continuing with Billy Starks. Shlong, my thought on this too, on the Swerve stuff, was also that it makes sense from a standpoint of like Prince Nana too, right? Nana's gonna line in his pockets, right? So he's spending some of that money and getting some of that money, so that makes sense. But also, maybe if Brian Cage isn't 100% signed up yet, this gives them an out in case he leaves. Now Swerve is a guy. You know what I mean? Well, what is this move?
Sorry, yeah, I was getting distracted by whatever they were trying there. Jade is just not good. I really like Jade, but she is still so green. And I know Billy is young, so like Billy will take her share of blame in this, but I think I've seen more good Billy Starks matches than I've seen Jade's.
It's just weird. We've talked about Jade time and time again, how I feel like we see Jade will take two steps forward and then three steps back. And a lot of times I feel it's like when they get to a point where they feel like they're comfortable putting Jade in the ring to be that experienced hand with somebody who is, you know, not as experienced, that always bites her in the fucking ass. Always.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just part of me wonders if that's because they just don't have her wrestle that much or that long when she does wrestle. Like, this has been one of her longest matches.
Yeah.
And
the fucked up thing I was going to say is the fact that this is one of her longest matches with Billy Starks, who's not, this is not a shot at Billy Starks, but Billy Starks is not an established talent on their roster.
No, she's Billy Starks came in as the cool 18-year-old prodigy.
Out. Jesus Christ. Sorry.
Yeah. No, it was like, and like I said, she came in as the young prodigy, the awesome girl. Oh, now see, that was her fault. That was Billy's fault. Billy didn't turn enough on that.
That was bad. Well, but, that was also bad.
Yeah, that I don't know whose fault that was.
Oh, fucking A. That pump kick looks fine, though. Here we go. Jaded. I'm slightly behind you. I know that. Jaded did not look so hot tonight. 1, 2, 3. It's over. Two titles being retained here on Battle of the Belt 6. Hey, here comes Loera Loca. And they also had their little moment on Rampage. I know you had to love that, Schlong, with RJ City.
That was hilarious. RJ City was perfect in that. It just then Smart Mark put on Twitter, I asked for a professional.
Taya Valkyrie is not bad to look at, I'll tell you that much. That was a bad fucking try to try at a belt shot.
Yeah. I don't know how she's walking in those boots, I'll be honest.
The heels alone, my goodness. Well, the attempt at Road to Valhalla fails, but this is definitely going to be, she's got to take the belt off her. She's got to.
She really does. She has the prestige to like be like of the level of the belt, but she's new in the company, so she could, in theory, still be, you know, it's, I don't know, like, she's not a, it's just a waste if you don't give it to her, I think.
Well, we're going to Marvez here. Trying to talk to the elite. Well, let's see. Oh my God, he's going to talk to Knock and Cutler and Knock are there, but nobody else is. So, you know. The elite are just sort of in shambles at the moment. So clearly, I think the Blackpool Combat Club is going to get their hands on these two at some point, Schlong, to continue to make their point. So, Schlong, because we can't sit here and...
we could. I mean, we're listening to a promo. It's not the worst thing.
Yeah, I know.
I just wanted to hear what Cutler had to say.
He's saying you've got to be elite.
And they're going to apparently fight. Those two are going to fight now because the elite's out. And apparently Matt, is it Matt or Nick, whichever one had this the real injury, had like six different kinds of shot put in his arm today.
Yeah, I think it was Matt, but it very well could be Nick. You know, Schlong, just thinking about the size of Billy Starks, right? If, well, not if, but when Chris Statlander comes back, maybe they can put them together. They might make
a good pair. They need to, I mean, I think that's time. I'd say it's time they're just getting a women's division together, so that's rough. But, like, I don't care if you give me belts or not, but they do need to embrace a little bit of women's tag because it's a way to get your more people on the show.
for but, sure.
I mean, truthfully, Statlander before Ty was the one to try to take it off Jade. And they just the injury screwed him up there. But Taya would be perfect. Give it to Taya. Jade. I'm not saying Jade goes away. Then she can go for, she can have a couple feuds in between with whoever you want. And then she can go for the main belt. And whatever you want to do with her there, you do with her there. She's actually better suited for the main belt, I feel like. Like, kind of, she could pull the MJF stuff where she just doesn't wrestle.
Right. Yeah.
For total opposite reasons. MJF doesn't wrestle because he's really good. They don't want him to get to be beloved. Whereas her, they're just trying not to show her weakness.
Well, MJF also says, you got to pay to see me, pal. Which I always love that logic from a heel. And Schlong, back on Rampage, just to close loop on it. We were on the air when it was going off, but they did have the main event after the little sit down. And by the way, I love that the end result of the sit down between Jade and Taya was, I'll see you in court. Just fantastic.
So good.
Taya did say, my court's the ring. So clearly we're going to get something. And then the main event, it was Anna Jay and, oh my God. I don't know why I keep forgetting Julia Hart's name, and it's, there's no reason. I just keep forgetting.
It's a very simple name.
I know. And Julia Hart won that match. And then we were into the Battle of the Belt. So the first hour is pretty fun. This hour, not bad, except for this women's match. Not bad, but just, man, like another one of these things. Why are we doing these Battle of the Belts if we're not going to change the belts?
Yeah, I think almost going forward. Well, I guess you don't want to do it because you don't want to bury champs on your own shows. I was going to say going forward, you could do the ROH champs versus AEW champs, not for the belts. I mean, you'd have to change like Battle of the Belts rather for the belts, but you could do something like that. But then you'd have to have one champ. You don't want one of your champs lose, and I don't think they want to do that.
But it would sort of be a more meaningful show if it was just champion versus champion, and even if it wasn't for a belt. Right? Like it could still be,
yeah,
almost like a brand, not a supremacy, but like, you know, what's the better sort of roster or something like that. Now, the weird thing is that in right now in the picture, it would be like Claudio, who is in AEW versus, you know, MJF. Right. So it's like, who are you going to bury?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you could do Claudio versus like Orange Cassidy, though, and have Claudio win by cheating.
Yeah, you could really do any champion versus champion, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, you could even just have people who, like, you could, yeah, I don't, they're not going to do it, but, or just have one of your champs win. I mean, lose.
It's just weird to have a battle of the belts. And belts are never exchanging hands. It's just fucking weird. It could be.
See,
well,
this is at least belt versus belt.
Well, it's one belt versus two belts.
Yeah, but I bet you that belt is bigger than theirs because it has to go around Hop's waist.
It's at least got an extender. Speaking of belt schlong, I'm so upset. I never got a belt hanger, and I don't think they sell them in the e-store anymore. So I got to see if anybody else sells like a third-party belt hanger, because I got the Winged Eagle behind me somewhere. I
guarantee that someone sells that.
I got to find one. But they all have different belt, button patterns, so you got to find the right one.
I would almost guarantee someone has a Winged Eagle belt hanger.
That has to.
The way belt collectors are.
Yeah, I know.
Both replica and like real.
I want to hang it somewhere. It's just in the bag, like curled up behind me.
Heath Lee just looks like a dad beating up people now.
I know. It's so weird. We will get Keith Lee and Jericho Wednesday. We talked about that on our normal Wednesday night show. So if you want to hear us talk about what we saw Wednesday, go back in the archives. We're also going to get Swerve versus Darby Allin after what happened tonight, and then Moxley and Claudio versus Nakazawa and Brandon Cutler. And they just signed the international championship match for Wednesday night, Orange Cassidy versus Buddy Matthews. Now, Shlong, if there is a time when this belt can come off Orange Cassidy, it is next week.
Yeah, I just don't like the idea of doubling it up, doubling Buddy up with belts. I like when like tag people just have tag belts.
No, I know. But
yeah, it is.
Could. Bobby Cruz, love seeing Bobby Cruz in the ring. Hey, Shlong, here's a question I have for you as well, because maybe I just missed it. Have they been using red, white, and blue for a while now?
Weeks. No, just the last couple weeks.
Okay. Because I noticed it Wednesday night, and I just didn't bring it up on our show for some reason. And then I saw him again tonight. I
kind of like it.
It's definitely a throwback.
Yeah, and I think that's part of it. It's a throwback. And if you tell me in a couple years they change him again, I'm fine with that. Like, I like kind of changing stuff up like that every now and again.
It is their current color scheme for Wednesday Night Dynamite, red, white, and blue.
Yeah.
And I forgot, Shlong. They gave us this blonde lady's name who is
I can never remember her name.
They gave it to us for like the first time last week, though, right? Like,
yeah, she'd been nameless. I mean, she had wrestled in AEW before, but on Elevation, I think, or Dark, one of the two. But yeah, they like actually said that they're keeping her with that name a couple weeks ago, but I just forget it already.
Well, here come our Ring of Honor champions, the Lucha Brothers. We gave that's the other thing we talked about Wednesday night a little bit was our take on the Ring of Honor Super Card of Honor pay-per-view. Ryan had talked it right after the pay-per-view with Rob from Fightful. That's also in our archives in the bonus episode. So you can go check out Ryan's immediate take afterwards. And then Kate and I and Ryan expanded a little bit on Wednesday night before we got into Dynamite. So you can check out all the archives for the full coverage for Supercard of Honor. I still say this, Shlong. Penta has one of the coolest looks in all of wrestling.
Yes, but his look is hilarious when he has to wear a suit.
Oh, 100%.
It is one of the most ridiculous things I've ever seen, and I love it.
Oh, yeah. But the face paint under the mask, that's such a cool look to me. So they did just say that Dante Martin had surgery and he's home recuperating, hoping for a speedy recovery. But that dude's going to be out for quite a while.
Yeah, they had to turn his ankle around.
My goodness. That was a brutal, brutal thing to watch.
Luckily, I don't think that's like a recurring thing.
No.
Like, you know, some injuries, just like, oh, once it happens, it's going to keep happening. I don't think that's one of those.
No. You think they put a titanium plate in his leg like they did with Lex Luger when he fell off his motorcycle?
So then Dante's move from now on is just going to be a kick?
Yeah, like the bionic knee strike or something.
Yeah. Even if he doesn't need it, they're just going to give it to him.
You do remember that story, though, right? The the bionic forearm.
Wasn't it banned because of the thing?
At one point, yes, they banned it, and I think that was just to get rid of that stupid fucking story.
Yeah, it was a stupid story.
But then he killed Miss Elizabeth anyway, so.
He sure did.
So, Shlong, somebody had asked before, are we taking a trip to the UK? You don't want some fish and chips?
I want to go to London at some point in my life. I'm going to be honest, though. It's not going to be for wrestling.
Okay, here's a question. Where would you rather go to first for wrestling? If you had the shot, money's not an option. Would you rather go to Japan for New Japan, or would you, you know, do like something in the UK? It doesn't have to be AEW. Could be even like the WWE, some sort of big show in
UK. I'll be honest, Japan's not on my bucket list at all.
Really?
Yeah, I have very little interest in going to Japan.
Is it because of World War II?
I'm very bitter.
Still? Wait, we won.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, but they took a cheap shot. No, I just, it's not one of those companies, countries for me, I should say, that I mean, don't get me wrong. It's not like I'd be like, oh, if I had the offer sitting on the table, like, oh, I'm not going to Japan. It's just.
I'd go, personally, yeah. I'd go to Japan. If money's not an option, I go to Japan.
Yeah, just not my. I mean, I hear it's a cool country, and I'm not. I'm probably crazy for saying that, but I probably would want to do just a trip in Europe.
Schlong, what if somebody gifted us tickets? Would you go to the UK?
Just to, all we got was tickets to the event itself.
Yeah, we just had to get there.
No, because that's the cheapest part of the whole excursion.
So you'd need somebody to get you a flight, but you'll get your own tickets.
Yeah, I'd rather. I mean, truthfully, it'd be cheaper to do it that way.
We can get the private jet. We can get the PJ out from Millionaire Matt.
Listen, I'll go anywhere if someone's flying me by private jet.
Would you go to Canada for Forbidden Door? That's just a drive.
Why not? I would want to go to Canada. See, my thing is not that I don't want to go to Canada. It's just that I don't think I'd want to go for Forbidden Door.
Forbidden Door was fun in Chicago.
Yeah, it's not that. She's like, if I'm going to like Canada or something, like, I guess I want to see a hockey game or something there. I want to like have the Canadian experience. Whereas like if I go to Chicago or something, I don't really need to see a local sports thing. I know what an American sporting event looks like.
But if you've never been to one of the ballparks.
Oh, yeah, I'd want to go to that.
Like, we went to, when we went last year, what is it now, Guaranteed Rate Field or something like that for the White Sox? Because I'd been to Wrigley and the Cubs weren't in town anyway, but.
I don't know what lame name the White Sox play at now, which isn't their fault. It's stupid naming of fields.
Yeah. Caprice is on the call for this one, huh, Schlong?
Well, it's an ROH tag match.
But it's not just Caprice and Rick Abani, right? It sounds like JR is still there.
Abani's there, yeah. Yeah, they tend to add people, I think, for this.
Usually it's Rick Abani. It sounds like tonight it's just Caprice.
I guess maybe you didn't need another play-by-play guy in there.
Hobbs and QT Marshall looking good together. Going picture in picture.
Lights from New York, New Jersey to London around AEW around 570 right now.
That's
what airline?
That's not bad.
One way?
That's not bad for a fucking transatlantic flight.
It's not, but. What airline? Like, are we talking the cheapest airline or something? Because I don't fly that.
I don't know. You'd have to ask Kratzo. Yeah, so Kratzo, why don't you just come here?
Yeah, I'm very. It's not even that I'm. Oh, like there's
Kratzo's a reason saying why that's round trip.
I gotta question the airline.
I mean, you could also look at a Philly Schlong. It's probably cheaper out of Philly.
That depends on who you're flying. It depends. Like I said, part of the reason I don't fly, like, yes, money is the reason because I don't like I'm not going to fly in the cheap, super tight confines of some of these planes. Like, I'm going to have a nicer, like a business class seat or something, because being a big guy, I can't squeeze in like that.
If you're with us, you can.
Asian Joe, I'm not bougie. That's just it. That's why I can't do this, because if I was bougie, I'd be doing it all over the place.
Bougie but boy, Ryan.
I just, like, I like, if I'm going to be on the flight for 6 hours, I want to be comfortable.
Dude, 6 hours goes so fucking fast. Have you been to the West Coast?
I've flown to Europe.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I've been to Ireland before. Yeah. It does not go fast. I feel every second. I don't sleep on planes.
You don't like flying, do you?
I don't hate it. I just, it's not my favorite thing. I feel cramped.
Now, I haven't flown in my new body So I would only imagine that it's got to be better now than it had been. But even when I was much larger, Ryan, when we flew out to the West Coast for 6 hours or even Vegas, like, to me, they flew because I just put a movie on and you get like two or three movies and you're there.
No, I flew to Ireland multiple times. And the one time when I was 17, I mean, I was in great shape. So I was not worrying about the size of myself or anything like that. Just so uncomfortable.
So Kratzo's saying it's fly play. I've never heard of that.
And it's got to stop. I'm taking a direct flight too. Like, yeah. I'm going. I'm not stopping anywhere.
Listen, it doesn't matter where I'm going. I'm not stopping.
No.
I'll pay for the fucking direct flights. I don't care about that.
I mean, let's also be clear here, people. If I were regularly traveling or this was a real conversation, I don't think I could fly super fancy, which is part of the issue. Once in a lifetime trip, well, that's a different story.
I will tell you this. I flew first class one time in my life. I think I told you this story, Schlong. And I apologize if anybody else has heard this because I've said it here. Flew first class one time. It was from New Jersey to Pittsburgh, which is like an hour flight. I think it was like $150, so it's well worth it. I crushed three fucking drinks and had God knows how many snacks out of their basket. I think at one point I just said, you can leave it with me. That was a great trip. I mean, I had a drink before we took off. I had one in the air. And then they came around one more time because they're like, we're getting ready to land. I'm like, bring me one more, baby. Let's go.
So technically, I've flown it four times because of round trip. Like, I've two trips to Florida, both times I flew first class. They were spread apart by like 10 years. So this isn't a regular thing.
Yeah, yeah.
And I love it. I mean, it's great.
What a bougie
boy. You get the drinks you want. You get a meal. I loved it. That's what I'm saying. Like, I can't go back.
I will say this. I'll fly a fucking coach again. I don't care about that. But I will not fly Spirit. I flew Spirit one time when I wasn't making a lot of money and I had to take a flight somewhere. So I flew Spirit. Fuck that.
Oh, I will say this. I'm mostly joking about if I go to Europe, I have to fly like first class or business because there is a monetary concern there that I can't do that.
Gigantic.
But what'd you say?
That's a gigantic price hike.
Yeah, like that's not the same thing. But I will never fly. I'm not joking when I say I won't fly places like Spirit or Southwest or anything like that. No. Like I want to know my seat. I want to truthfully flying first class out of Philly to Miami was only like round trip, mind you, not what I'm about to say.
Yep.
Probably about 200 more round trip.
For both. Yeah, I mean it's also because it's out of Philly. You know what I mean?
That's what I'm saying. So I didn't fly like I'm joking. Like if I go to Europe, I'd have to be in coach. I'm readily accepting that. But for Florida, like when I go to because I'm going to do the cruise again next year, I'm going to fly first class again. It's just that extra little bit of money. Now, if we're talking, it's $1,000 more. All right, now I got to look at my bank account and say I can't really do that.
Right. By the way, this match has been fantastic. We just haven't really been talking through much of it, but
I assume everyone's watching along with us.
Yeah, match has been really good.
QT doesn't get enough credit. He really doesn't.
Yeah, and the Lucha Brothers tandem offense is just so always so good.
I don't know why I'm glad that they are the ROH tag champs after the Briscoes, because it's like they kept the lineage.
Hey, Schlong.
You know, like of really high class. I'm seeing it.
Round trip, direct, British Airways.
It's still not happening, but I appreciate the try.
Kratzo, I don't think it's in my book either, just because I've got to take a trip with Mrs. Money somewhere that's not wrestling related.
There's also the issue, and truthfully, like if I go to Europe or Japan or anywhere, I'm not going for a few days.
Yeah, you're going to go for a week.
Minimal.
Yeah.
So, like, I'm probably going to try 2 weeks. So, I'm going to have to take time off from work and stuff like that. So, like, I need to really plan that out, like, a year in advance so that I don't use up days and stuff.
this is me and Mrs. Money 10th year anniversary, so we're thinking about, you know, taking a real trip for us. So I'm not gonna try to roll wrestling into a trip like that with Mrs. Money.
Absolutely not. Because if I went over like England, I'd want to hit London. I want to hit all the places in England.
You know, pre-pandemic, we were talking about going to France for some sort of music festival. I think it was actually called Hellfest. But I said, like, we're going to go, if we're going for that festival, we're going for like days before it and days after it, because like, I'd want to go see so much more in France. Like, I'd want to go to the catacombs. I want to go to fucking, you know, museums and all that kind of stuff. And we were talking about possibly going to France this year just for our 10th anniversary. But with all the shit going on now, probably not going to happen.
Yeah, because they're really mad that they have to work 2 more years. Yeah, I'd want to do Normandy.
I mean, we were talking about the possibility of something like Hawaii. And I said to Mrs. Money, if we go to Hawaii, we have to go to, like, you know, Pearl Harbor. Like, that's got to be on that list, you know?
Oh, yeah, that's what I mean. Like, when, like, unless you're going to just a resort that's literally just to sit on the beach and do nothing, if you're going to a place that has other cool stuff around it, you're going to want to see the cool stuff.
Yeah, for sure.
So it's hard to just be like, I'm going to go to Japan and only see New Japan's in the Tokyo Dome, or I'm going to only go see AEW in Wembley. Like, no, you're going to want to do all the touristy stuff. So you need extra days, and that's really tough to plan.
Oh, yeah. If I went to, like, New Japan in Japan, I wouldn't be there just for that wrestling show. That's part of the trip. But, like, dude, I'd want to go see, like, I don't know, sumo wrestling or kabuki, or, you know, visit some of the temples. Like, you'd really have to plan all that
stuff. Even though it's not, like I said, it's not on my list. Absolutely. Like, if I'm going there, I'm doing it right.
For sure.
Whereas if there's someone's in Chicago, I don't need to do, like, I would want to see their stadium there if I could. But besides that, I don't need to do a lot. It's an American city. I know what they're like.
But there is a lot of good shit in Chicago. Chicago is a great
city. Yeah, but you can do that in a weekend.
You could. You could actually spend a little more time. You could do a long weekend and still get to see a lot of stuff.
That's what I'm saying. It's like, you don't have to travel outside Chicago. Like, whereas you go to these other places, you're going to travel around the country. Chicago, I'm just going to Chicago.
Oh, Alex Abrahantes with the low blow. Uh-oh. The numbers game.
They almost sold me a bill of goods there. Oh,
boy.
Apparently, Eric, the blonde's name is Harley.
Harley, okay.
Quinn?
Not Quinn. Kratzo, LA, Las Vegas, Calgary, Toronto, Niagara Falls in 7 days. Too short. Yeah, that's a tough trip. What the fuck happened at the finish? I swear to Christ, I'm watching it. What happened? Did they miss it?
No, they hit it. It was just very, very quick.
Wow, that was fast. Well, they're up against the clock. That's why.
They're over the clock.
So Penta and Phoenix retained. The match wasn't bad. It just really scrambled there at the end, because I think
short. I think the ref probably got in the rear and said, you have to end this.
Wow. No belts changing at Battle of the Belts.
Shocking. And now we have Return of the Jedi.
I mean, they could put on Empire.
Return of the Jedi is my favorite, so I'm going to stick with it.
You like the goddamn Ewoks. You're a fucking...
No, I like Luke becoming a Jedi.
You're a... Well, he did that. I mean, technically, yeah, I guess you're right.
No, I am a Jedi like my father before me. Yeah.
Did you watch?
No, I saw the scene. You were like, I saw one of the scenes with the people. I'm like, wow, they really did have some people in this one.
It was really fucking weird. I wasn't expecting to see like those types of cameos.
So they also are doing a new movie.
What's that?
They're doing a new Star Wars movie.
With what?
With Daisy Ridley.
Oh my God, really?
She's going to reform the Jedi Order. I'm like, oh, so the story that should have been told with Luke, they're now going to tell with her like that.
I didn't see that. I did see though it was what's it called, like Star Wars Day or whatever, the fucking Disney thing. I did see that they put the trailer out for Ahsoka, and they did put the trailer out for Indiana Jones, but I didn't watch them yet. So I got to
She apparently is back, and like I said, I liked her. Like, I liked her as Rey. See, this is her at Star Wars Day, or whatever. On stage.
Yeah.
Listen, the only hope I have is that I think Dave Filoni's really good. He's the one who's running like the shows now. And he's smart. Like, he loves Star Wars so much. But we'll have to end this conversation in a second because I could go on forever. I liked Rey. I hated the story. And I think that's the problem. They're going to continue with the story I absolutely despised.
Yeah. The whole thing was just really bad. So Shlong, we just finished Battle of the Belts, clearly watching through. We're not going to stick around too much longer because we watched the show and talked about it live. But like, again, I think the biggest problem here with these special shows, I don't mind having special shows, right? From AEW. The problem is you have to give people a reason to watch it. And I think the problem is this. One, obviously, no belts are changing hands, so there's no reason to watch, right? Like, at this point, you sat through six of them. I think a belt changed one time. So, at this point, why even bother? Like, why should we even sit and watch this?
I agree. I mean, I'm not going to argue that at all. You need to have, like... Okay, you don't need to have a title change on every single one of them,
mm-hmm.
but it has to be more than it has been. I have to believe when I watch it ahead of time that there's an at least decent chance I'm going to see a title switch hands, and right. That's just not the case.
You have to let us believe something's going to happen, and that's never the case. My other beef with these shows, Ryan, is they know they're on the calendar, right? Why can't it just be something that people mention on television, like in a story? Like, why can't you have somebody be like, you know, even if it's like 2 weeks ahead, like we didn't have a card until like yesterday. So like 2 weeks ahead, why can't you have people on Dynamite or Rampage be like, you know, Battle of the Belts is coming in 2 weeks. Maybe we should do something about this, you know, with your putting your title on. Like, that kind of stuff would even just help be like, okay, now at least I know where we're going to go to get to this show. But like, there's just no build. There's no reason to see it. It just seems like it's just a contractual obligation. So we're just going to do it, you know, and that kind of sucks. I hate that.
I agree. I think just, again, find someone to like, to give up a title. I don't know who you would do it for, but hold off one title change you have planned and circle it on the calendar and be like, we want Orange Cassidy to give up the title, you know, your international title against so-and-so. And your original plan is either 2 weeks earlier or 3 weeks out. And you go, you know what? We're going to have to scrap the timing. And this is the date he gives up that title.
It's just got to be a bigger deal than it is. Cause right now it just seems to be like filler before we get a replay of a movie we've seen 1,000 times. Yeah. And again, the wrestling's not always bad. Like tonight, I think we both agreed that the women's match was not good, but for the most part, the wrestling's good. It's just, there's no reason to watch that. And that's a problem.
I also think like part of the problem too is, if they just said it was a special Saturday night wrestling, you know, Saturday night, to use the old WWE one, but the Saturday night main event or something, if you were just calling it like a basic, or what's Friday night? So Friday night main event or Saturday night, whatever, just because we want to throw up extra wrestling to give to you guys, people would have a way different opinion. But when you give it a title specifically right. around your championships,
which belts, automatically makes it seem important.
Yes.
But it's not. That's the problem. Oh, man. Well, we're not going to belabor this any longer, Schlong. A couple things we should probably notify people about that we talked about on Wednesday. Schlong, we did do our poll for Kate. Now, Kate is not here because she's doing Excite Wrestling tonight and tomorrow. And we talked about it 2 weeks ago, and we talked about it last night, or Wednesday night, excuse me, that we were going to come up with another poll because Kate has been a very good sport, Ryan, with working in different phrases and things that we ask her to work in. She's been really great at it, and I think it makes it fun. And it gives our people a reason to watch because now they're looking out and listening to what she's saying to see if she's going to work it in. This time our suggestion was working in sitcom catchphrases, not a specific like 80s, 90s, whatever. Could be from anywhere. So Schlong, you had put up a poll, right?
Yep.
And
I took the best, not the best, but I just took what I thought would probably be the most popular ones of the stuff I saw.
So Schlong, what were the options? The poll's done, by the way, but what were the options?
Kiss My Grits.
Okay.
I don't think so, Tim.
Okay.
Which is I was pulling for, but it came in fourth. Mm-hmm. What was the other two? No Suit for You.
Uh-huh.
And I forget what the fourth was. Did I Do That by Urkel.
Okay. And so we had agreed that the top two were going to be worked in, and then we said Kate said she'll do four. So we said you and I will get to pick a quote or a catchphrase each of our own. So what were the poll ones that won?
So the first place was Kiss My Grits, and I think part of that has to do with the fact that I declared she had to do it in a Southern accent. Okay. And then
I didn't appreciate you. I'm sorry. I was going to say I didn't appreciate you influencing the poll, but that's okay.
Listen, I'm okay with influencing the poll when it means that she has to do a Southern accent on a quote. That has to be stated because it makes that quote so much better. So, and then No Suit for You, which okay. I did not make her do it in the Soup Nazi accent. So I did at least keep that one away. So they the two that won the poll.
Naturally, you're going to sort of just yell that the way it should be yelled.
Yes, I'm hoping, but I wasn't going to say that.
No other way of doing it.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. So then, Schlong, what was your personal one that you gave to Kate?
I gave her Marsha, Marsha, Marsha from the Brady Bunch.
Okay. Now, was that always your choice, or did you wrestle...
Mine was going to be I Don't Think So, Tim, but that got named in our suggestions, so I included it in the poll, and it came in fourth. I was like, well, the people didn't want it. So I went looking for ones that I thought would be really funny to have worked in, and Marsha, Marsha, Marsha seemed really funny to me.
Okay, that's a good one. Now, I'll let you know, Schlong, I will give you what my final decision was, but I will say this. My options for those phrases were... It was not an easy choice for me. I was kicking around between like five different options. One of them was, but my problem was some of them, I was like, there's no way I could see this sort of being worked in, or it could be worked in way too easily. And then the other thing was I thought some of them were just way too, like people wouldn't catch where they're from, like it's not recognizable enough, but to me I would catch it immediately. So some of those choices were something like That's What She Said. Like I was like, okay, that's recognizable, but it's sort of easy, right?
That's why I didn't suggest that one.
The other one I had, although it varied from time to time, was a classic from Balki Bartokomos of Perfect Strangers. Some sort of variation of course I don't be ridiculous or whatever, you know, that was when I was kicking around, but I don't think many people would catch that. I also kicked around I've Made a Terrible Mistake from Arrested Development. And then I landed on what I thought would be a recognizable one for a good amount of people. The show is huge, but also not totally easy to work in, Schlong. That's how I landed on Not the Mama from dinosaurs.
Amazing. From
Baby Sinclair Dinosaur.
Baby, gotta love me.
And
Big
I was
head, I'm cute and cuddly.
I was kicking around Schlong, just so you know. It was either gonna be not the mama or I'm the baby, gotta love me. But I was like, how are you gonna work in?
Yeah, that would have been rough. So Excites has two shows. One was tonight, did not have internet, so did not go live. Tomorrow's is live. From what I understand, the only one she got in tonight was Kiss My Grits.
Oh.
So I will have to go back and watch that to find out when she said Kiss My Grits. But tomorrow, for anyone watching or listening, if you're interested in hearing Kate talk about, say, obnoxious things on her Excite commentary, which she does an excellent job otherwise, but I have to work in our phrases. I don't know the exact time, so you'll have to go look at Excite's Twitter or Kate's Twitter. She'll have it up there. But they're live on Twitch, which I will be watching, at least in the background, so that I can hear what does Kate say.
So look out for No Suit for You, Marsha, 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 and Not the Mama. Those will be good. And thanks to all who participated and voted. Those are always fun. So Schlong, she's going to do it again. So we have to start thinking of ideas of like, okay, what's the next one going to be? I had a few ideas, but I was thinking something music related. Not that she has to sing, but like, you know, just some sort of recognizable lyric from something, like, you know, maybe something from Vanilla Ice or like the, you know, New Kids on the Block. You know what I mean? Like, even if it was just like stop, ice, collaborate, baby, and listen.
Well, I went right to the Ice Ice Baby.
Yeah. I mean, what else is there?
Man, he's just too legit. Too legit to quit.
See, this one could have legs. We're going to have to think about that idea. Yes. But stay tuned. We'll come up with some more ideas for whenever Kate lets us know her next show is, and we'll start sort of putting some things together. So thanks to everybody who participated in that. And, like Schlong said, you can follow Kate on her socials. Do you know what it is off the top of your head, Schlong? Was it Miss Kate Fabe?
It's Miss Kate Fabe, yeah. Hers is easy to remember.
Okay, so if you want to see where Kate's going to be, check out Miss Kate Fabe on Twitter. And I'm sure she'll put up information on where you can see her doing Excite Wrestling tomorrow, just what their Twitch is, because we don't know it off the top of our head.
Yeah.
And then Schlong, when you're not here, what are you doing with the people?
I am live tweeting Dark Elevation from our Twitter at Mark Order Pod. That's at Mark Order Pod. I'm glad that the show is ending because apparently my internet's starting to go. But that's at Mark Order Pod on Twitter. Just interact with me there the rest of the time. If you want to talk Dark and Elevation, other things, AEW, whatever, just don't be a jerk is my only rule. I don't engage in that. And then we're good.
Well, you heard the man. Hit us up on our socials at Mark Order Pod. That's everywhere on social. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok. It's also our YouTube handle. So check us out. When you're there, you can click the link tree and you can support us a couple different ways. The free option is to request free stickers that we will send out anywhere in the world. We've sent stickers to Ireland, Australia, Canada, plenty of places throughout the United States. I think Spain too, we sent some stickers to. So we're global, man. If you want stickers, just hit that link in the link tree. All you got to do is give us your full name, your full mailing address, your email address, just in case we have any questions, and the country you live in. And then we will send out some free Mark Order Podcast stickers. We will take care of all the shipping. So please let us know where you'd like us to send you your stickers. Schlong, I'm still crossing my fingers on sending some stickers to Japan for something. So let's hope we get somebody from Japan requesting stickers. The other thing people could do to help support us, this one is financial support. You can head over to our Pro Wrestling Tees store because they're having a spring fling sale. If you use the code SPRING23, you'll get 20% off plus free shipping on orders over $150. And that runs right now through April 10th at 1 p.m. Eastern. So head on over to prowrestlingtees.com/markorderpod or just search Mark Order Podcast on Pro Wrestling Tees and you'll find our store. Or easiest way, just head to the link tree and click the button. And then we have all of our shirts there. We have a couple designs that are just front prints only and then a couple that are double-sided. So that 20% you're going to save, why don't you put it towards a double-sided shirt? Personally, Schlong, those are my favorite designs because they're more bang for your buck. And to be honest, this isn't an upsell. I truly like the look of this two mics double-sided shirt because it's got the small logo sort of on the chest. And then on the back, it's got the large print logo. So that's my personal favorite. You guys, whatever you'd like to order, we're just appreciative of anybody who orders anything from us.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you so much if that's what you decide to do. The other thing is, thanks to everybody who watched along live with us tonight. We hope you liked us just talking through the show and sort of telling you what we were thinking and discussing other stuff. This was just something new we were trying tonight. So if you like this format better than just the rundown after the show where we're talking through it, let us know. Comment back to us, or leave a comment in YouTube. You can also, wherever you get us in podcast form, you can leave some feedback there too. I think there's actually a way, Ryan, where there's like a question, like, what'd you think of the show that people can respond to? Let us know if you like this format, because we'll maybe do some more of these in the future, a live watch along. And if you're listening to us on podcast form, we appreciate you too. If you could take a few minutes, if you haven't subscribed to us, please subscribe, like, rate, review, all that kind of stuff helps us in the algorithms for podcasts. Also helps us on YouTube. So if you're watching us on YouTube, make sure you subscribe, give some thumbs up, leave some comments. It all helps us out in the algorithms to show up and sort of helps spread the word. We mentioned it. You can go back to the archives. We talk every Wednesday night about Dynamite after Dynamite goes off the air. So you could hear everything we thought about the show this past week. Jay White signing with the company, the announcement about them going to the UK, as well as a rundown of what happened during Ring of Honor's Supercard of Honor pay-per-view. So go back to the archives, take a listen. And we're going to be back Wednesday night after Dynamite to talk about what happened during the show. Beyond that, I don't know, Ryan. I got nothing else. So we're going to take off. And we're going to hope everybody enjoys the rest of their weekend. Schlong, any weekend plans?
Nope. Just the family together for Easter. That'd be about it.
Ah, fun. Yes. We have to dye eggs and stuff. We totally forgot. So we got to do that tomorrow. But anyway, thanks again, everybody, for tuning in, chatting live with us. We hope you enjoyed. And you can catch us back on Wednesday night, where we're going to be talking Dynamite, every Wednesday night at 10:15 p.m. Eastern to catch the post show here on the Mark Order podcast. And we didn't play the commercials tonight, but we're part of the Shining Wizards Network, so support the other great shows that are part of that network. The Shining Wizards, of course, Turnbuckle Throwbacks, the Brocast, Kevin Rogue's, 7-minute long commercial podcasts, and everybody else that's on the network. All great shows, so check it out and support that network. But until Wednesday night, we will see you later, and thanks for hanging out tonight. Schlong, we'll talk soon, and enjoy your weekend.
This concludes the Mark Order Podcast. We now return you to your regularly scheduled programming. Join the Mark Order.